Dr. Marshall's comments have not been evaluated by the FDA and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Stay tuned and get ready to call in with your own personal nutrition and health-related question.
All right, welcome to Healthline. I'm with you Monday through Friday, live at this time, taking your nutrition and health-related calls. Jot this number down so you can call in whenever you've got a question. Monday through Friday, the same time, and even Saturdays for an hour. That phone number to call in, 888-588-7576. And you can visit us on the web at healthline.cc, not .com, so you can look up Saturday's broadcast and join us for an hour there, and tell a friend if they're outside the listening area. They can visit the web and find out if they can't hear the broadcast in their area. The web, healthline.cc. And don't forget, every day we come to you, we've got a blockbuster special to reward you and your family for tuning in, and so that you can enjoy and keep the very best health. Today, we have the privilege of bringing you one of the great breakthroughs of the 21st century, the first fully reduced CoQ10. It's also known as CoQ10H. It's ubiquinol, and we were the first to produce this. There is another producer, but we are still the only producer on Earth that manufactures it using beneficial probiotic organisms. So it's very quickly absorbed, because the little probiotic, of course, when you sip on this, many of them can cross the brush border cells of the esophagus and mucosa and get in the blood right away and go to work for you to deliver maximum immune, heart, nerve, brain, and anti-aging support. What a great, great player this is. You know, CoQ10 is heavily used by the brain, the heart, the spleen, the kidney, heavy, heavy use there. And when there is simply not enough, if there's a baseline remaining, and, you know, CoQ10 is diminished a little, taking oxidized or ordinary CoQ10, you can still help the cell and raise CoQ10 levels. But for many, many people, when the levels drop way too low, then they're unable to use oxidized CoQ10 to recover cell energy. And, of course, when this happens, the cell may be forced to trigger the P53 gene and go apoptotic and destroy itself. So no matter how low CoQ10 levels go in the cell, the CoQ-quinol or the ubiquinone H or the fully reduced CoQ10 can still be used by the cell as a rescue. So this guy is the major, major breakthrough, immediately capable of rescuing that cell regardless of how low the levels are. Whereas for oxidized CoQ10, if the cell doesn't have enough energy, it cannot reduce it to the fully reduced form like CoQ-quinol, and it can't use it. Therefore, no amount of ordinary CoQ10 can compare to the benefits of the live source CoQ-quinol, and this guy is quick and powerful, 75 milligrams per teaspoon, very easy to take. I use some of this literally every day, and you can just shake this up a little before you you go to use it. Mix it into maybe 16, 20 ounces of water. Throw in some other nanos with it, and you've got a really super drink. And that, of course, is what I do every single day. So our awesome CoQ-quinol is on special, and you can buy two bottles or more, get 25% off each, but this is a guy you want to use every day. You definitely want to get a case or two, save the extra 5%, and have this available for your family and yourselves this is nutrition that really, really works. I love coupling this super fully reduced CoQ10 with our green tea, the DHLA, and the Max Stress B. Wow. That's a cocktail you can feel. You can mix that up and sip it through the day. The main reason we sip it is for the DHLA, though, because it'll clear from the bloodstream too quickly. So we definitely want to sip this. But it's a good idea for all the nutrients, because if you slug them down, it's like trying to eat all the food for the day at one meal. You're probably going to be fat, and you're not going to feel good. So it's way better to spread these things out. So jump on this special. You got about an hour. Just give a buzz to the order line, 800-370-3447. That's 800-370-3447. All right, let's go right to the phones. Let's go to Carol in New York. Are you there, Carol?
Yes.
And how old a woman are you?
55.
Okay, and how much do you weigh?
About 254.
Okay, well, you know...
Overworked, I know.
Okay, well, you know, acid reflux, this is a very, very common thing after we pass about age 35 to 40, and it's a marker that we can't produce enough of our own stomach acid to digest the food. And so most people get the idea that they're producing too much stomach acid, but actually what's happening is that the food is rotting, and it forms lactic acid, and the lactic acid burns just like hydrochloric acid, and so people think they need an antacid. So usually what is a wonderful thing here is to start supporting these digestive enzymes. And you might ask, why do I have to do that? And the reason you end up having to do that is because we've all been hoodwinked, all of us, Carol, into eating cooked food when we were actually engineered for raw food. So when we take that act, not only are there studies suggesting we may lose a third of our lifespan, but we're going to very quickly wear out our backup systems for digestion, our own production of hydrochloric acid and pancreatic enzymes. So the first thing that you're going to want to do is start your meal with about your main meals. These are your main meals. You'll start them with 3 quantum digest at the start of the meal. And then the end of the meal, you're going to have the HCL detox kit. And here, what you're going to want is... you're going to want to take probably about 6 HCL and 3 activator end of the meal. And that should give you, that should support really great digestion for you again. And Lord willing, that may eliminate any acid reflux. Now, there are a few people, Carol, where they start this and it bothers their stomach. If that happens, we know there's a scar or an injury, a trauma from the forehead to the pubic bone, somewhere on the front of the body, that's reflexing to the stomach and interfering with the healthy energy flow there. So if that were to happen, you would make a tea of stomach complex, okay? And so you would just have to stop the HCL for a little while, get some stomach complex, and you would take 3 capsules of that as tea. You would throw it in a cup, fill the cup with water at a high boil, stir it around, cover it, let it sit 10 minutes, and you would drink that fully before you start the meal. Now the stomach meridian should test strong, and when it does, now you should be able to, and so now you should be able to take the HCL at the end of the meal and feel good. I think this is going to help your body tremendously. Lord willing, it gets rid of the acid reflux. It may actually help you with occasional constipation as well, because you're going to be digesting your food better. But it sounds like you have some meds that may interfere with your good, healthy bowel movements. So you may want to get on a fiber aid called Galactan, G-A-L-A-C-T-A-N. And this is actually arabinogalactan. And it's a wonderful thing because when you eat it, it ferments to butyrate, which is the food for all the intestinal cells. It holds moisture in the intestines, so it makes the bowel movement very easy to pass. And
okay.
Often it'll make the bowel movement so nice and clean that nothing remains after the bowel movement. And that is a wonderful, wonderful thing for most people. And it also is immune upregulating. It just is a wonderful, wonderful thing. I take a couple tablespoonfuls of that a day, and I don't have a problem. And I'll tell you, the main reason I do it is it gives such a nice, complete evacuation. You feel totally empty. You got it all out of there.
So I've never felt that.
I think you're going to love that. I mean, I don't think I ever felt that till I had this either. Now let's talk about having the strongest heart, okay? You know, the heart itself is a big user of CoQ10. And when CoQ10 levels go real low, often the body can't use regular CoQ10, and it's going to need the fully reduced CoQ10. So here for you, you may want to try 3 teaspoons of the CoQ quinol, which is on special today, and see if that doesn't promote a stronger, better heart function for you. I think you're going to love how that works. When we have low stomach acid, we know that certain things can get from the food to the heart. So you might really benefit by going on something called Heart Nano. It's claim to fame. This has been around a long time, although about 10 years ago we began feeding this very old, time-proven formula for promoting the best health for the heart and circulatory tree. We've converted this formula by feeding it to beneficial probiotic organisms so that it could work a lot faster and work for a broader number of people. So here you would want about 6 teaspoons of Heart Nano, and you could mix that in with the CoQ quinol, the 3 teaspoons, and mix this whole thing into 24 or 32 ounces of water, and you're going to sip it after breakfast.
Okay.
And I have a feeling you're going to love what your body can do. And I would say another time we should talk a little more about your weight, but I'd say the first step in getting ideal weight is going to be to have better digestion with your food, the digest and the HCL detox, so you're already on the first step. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks to you.
Where can I get these products?
Oh,
I can call the order number?
Yes. You'll give a buzz to the order line, 800-370-3447. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and let me know how you're doing after about a month, okay?
I sure will. Thank you.
Bye now. Okay, this is Dr. Bob Marshall, Healthline Live. Let's go right back to the phones. Let's go to Kathy in San Diego. Boy, I talk about the other side of the country. And she's got some, she wants to know how to have the best memory, okay, and also some burning on her left shin, okay. Are you there, Kathy?
Yes, uh-huh.
How old a woman are you?
I'm 59.
Okay, now that shin is a weird thing.
Well, it comes and goes, and I kind of forget about it, and then it showed up again today. I thought, you might know something about it.
Okay, well, how long ago did this start?
Oh, gosh, I'd say 10 years, maybe. Mm-hmm. I've got a little bit of varicosities on that shin.
I see. Oh, okay.
And they come and go.
All right. Well,
they get bigger and smaller.
One thing we can do to strengthen the venous tone and the arterial tone is something called Invisivane. And the very sad thing about the American diet is that they did tell you the truth about the American diet. It has been anachronized standard American diet, SAD. They told you the truth. You just didn't believe them. And the reason the diet is so sad is that it's missing so many nutrients. And the stuff that we're given as food is a pathetic excuse for food. The other day when I was giving a talk, I was asked about the mineral loss of the various continents. And so I did a little homework and found that the World Health Organization tells us that the U.S. is the worst, and North America is the worst, having lost 80% of its mineral minerals in its topsoil. So, thinking you're going to get your minerals from your food is really a very foolish thought. But in addition, which I didn't know, the actual nutrient content of other things besides minerals has declined in an astronomical fashion. I am aware of the antioxidant decline. In the last 25 years, there was a 50% decline in antioxidant content of American food. Just 25 years. So it's no wonder everybody's got some weird little thing that's, you know, we've become the grand experiment and what happens when you don't get good nutrition. But the thing I didn't know was that if you wanted the vitamin A of one peach, if you wanted to get as much vitamin A as you got in one peach in 1950, today you would need to eat 53 peaches.
Oh my gosh.
And so the reason I stress this with you is that you want to sharpen your memory. It's not going to happen with food. You want to find out what's going on here with this shin. I think you've probably given me the key in that you may have some varicose veins there. So I'm going to tell you there are nutrients that the Spanish have used for some time, diosmin and hesperidin, for more than 25 years, that have been shown in studies to promote strength for the veins and the arteries, the tone, the venous tone. And they've been using them for a long time to keep away and to eliminate minor varicose veins. So this may be the guy that you need, and it's called Invisivane.
Okay.
And they've done a lot of work on this, so this is not something, you know, we're still playing with. They've spent 25 years with it, and they found out that if you take two of these at breakfast for 2 months, most people, more than, I forget what percent, very high percentage, are ready to go after the 2 months. They can cut down to one at breakfast and stay there thereafter. So you don't need tons of pills, and I think this might be an ounce of prevention that'll really pay off, especially as the advancing years come crushing on you as they do on everybody else. The other thing that I'd say about this is making sure you can get the nutrition from your food. The average woman dies at 78 in America, the average male at 72, and I am absolutely convinced death is a welcome visitor for about 80% of them because they can't get anything out of the food. They're starving to death, so they have millions of miseries. So if you start right now changing these things, you may be able to buy for yourself a better quality of life and possibly a longer life. So I would definitely get on some pancreatic enzymes like Quantum Digest. How much do you weigh, Carol?
140.
Okay. So for you, 1 to 2 Quantum Digest, which you would take at the start of the meal. And these are main meals. You know, if you eat just a tomato, you don't take a digestive support.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the meal, you'll want to get on the HCL detox kit. And for your age and your weight, you're going to want about 3 HCL and 1 activator, maybe 4 HCL. And you're going to notice there's a little less weight at your stomach. You're going to notice that you may not have any more plaque. You're going to notice that you need a little less sleep. You know, in other words, the body's getting a tune-up here. And what a wonderful sense of well-being. I can tell you there are thousands of people who tell me what a difference it makes when we promote the best digestion, and that's what you're doing here. So that's where I would go, and I think that may also help memory. But let's talk about the things that promote the best memory. My favorite player on the block would be something called Brain Complex, because this guy has all the latest, greatest nutrients that have been shown to help the nerve and to promote the best health in the brain. And the formula itself most closely matches the ideal cell resonance for healthy brain. So taking maybe 2 of these per meal and doing this for maybe 2 to 3 months, and then see how you're doing. And if you get to a point where you're, you know, as sharp as you were before, and then you just want to maintain it, you may want to just take 1 a day as a maintenance, because these nutrients are also real hard to come by. But I do want to suggest that in part of your maintenance, you get something called pH paper.
And yes, I already, I was going to ask you if I could.
Good.
I already checked my pH, and I've been watching how it changes a little bit with what I eat.
Oh, yeah.
And I try to do fresh juices, oh, four times a week if I can, you know, have the time to clean the juicer and stuff. And it's a lot. And I just wondered, sometimes if I eat grain at night because I'm too tired to cook much more than that,
okay,
I notice my pH is closer to acid.
Yeah.
Or
well,
acid.
It will greatly depend on how well you digest, and I think your age is the big thing there.
Okay.
I don't think the grain necessarily is the bad guy, but I would suggest.
Okay, I see. I got to get those HDLs in there every meal.
You've got a couple of years on the chassis, yes.
Yes.
And I can tell you that if you do this right and get the right grains. You know, you're in San Diego, so you still have a lot of smog. And the smog is aromatic petrochemicals.
Uh-huh.
And they're detoxified by sulfur-based amino acids. So now we'll change the language to English.
Yeah.
This means you need things like kidney beans, pinto beans, black beans, or buckwheat.
Okay.
Now, many gringos cannot digest the beans without gas. You can do it if you soak and throw the water away, but if you're working, it's awfully hard to do. But buckwheat can be prepared in 8 minutes, and it's ready to go. And when I visit Los Angeles, which I usually do about every 5 or 6 weeks for a week, every single day I eat buckwheat, so I have sulfur. So I've got the capacity to detoxify all this aromatic junk. So I would urge you to look at that, because without the sulfur, you're going to find you're more tired, okay?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I have been seeing that just creep up.
Mm-hmm.
And so how much do you eat?
Well, you just make enough.
Sulfur per day.
I prepare maybe half a cup, and you will find that's a lot.
Yeah.
And you don't have to eat it all, but after I get it going, it's quite bland, but if you put a little pink salt in it, you chop up some fresh onions, you get a little bit of butter or ghee and put this in, you got a gourmet meal.
Oh,
and
great.
Well,
I do make pancakes with that stuff in it. They are delicious.
It's really good for the body.
And they don't make you tired after you're eating them.
Exactly, because they're not full of toxins either.
I was so happy to be able to eat pancakes again.
Good.
That's
good.
Amazing.
I'm glad to talk to you. I think that covers what you were asking. I got to get out of here.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Marshall.
You're welcome.
Really appreciate it.
Bye now. Okay, this is Dr. Bob Marshall, Healthline Live. We're taking your nutrition and health-related calls. You can reach me toll-free, 888-588-7576. Remember, if you get through, we're going to take your call off the air or on the air, just depending on how the time goes. We're not going to just hang up on you, so hang in there, a little patience, and we'll get to your question. And don't forget to tell a friend about the broadcast. They can visit us at healthline.cc. And look up the times in their area. If you haven't joined us for Saturday, we're together for an hour in the mornings. So look up that program time in your area, healthline.cc, and join us. And don't forget, every day we come to you, we've got these blockbuster specials. Today we have another one of the great breakthroughs of the 21st century. We were the first on Earth to produce a fully reduced CoQ10. And now there are other products, but imagine they're in canola oil. That's not something I think humans should be consuming. I think it's great to put that rapeseed oil on your table, but not inside. And so many products have gone to it because it's so cheap. Not a good idea. But our fully reduced CoQ10, we call it CoQ quinol, is produced by beneficial probiotic organisms, the only one on Earth. And you get 75 milligrams of the fully reduced CoQ10H ubiquinol per teaspoon. And boy, has that got the kick of a mule. No amount of oxidized ordinary CoQ10 can compare. And this guy is going to deliver super energy, fully reduced, living CoQ10 from maximum immune, heart, nerve, brain, and anti-aging support. So this guy is going to help the cell wherever it needs it. Never been available before. Don't miss out on this guy. This is something you take every day. You don't want to get this guy and take it occasionally. And as we pass 50, 60, our ability to produce this CoQ10 is diminishing. So if you want the same full energy and strength throughout your life, this is a great player to use to help you maintain your best state of health. Get a case, save an extra 5%, but if you get two or more bottles, you get 25% off each. You got, oh, about 35, 40 minutes to jump on this, so don't miss out on your opportunity. 800-370-3447. 800-370-3447. We're getting kind of tight on time, but let's see if we can't slip in another call here. Let's go to Mariana in Carlsbad. Are you there, Mariana?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, and you got a question about your teenage son, huh?
Yes.
Okay, well, he's got some headaches. Okay, is he a milk drinker?
Not too much.
Okay, but...
Just really like milk.
Okay, well, the first thing I'd want to eliminate when I hear something like this, the first thing I want to get rid of is the dairy products that are not converted. The lactose in them is not converted. So cheese and milk, these products are loaded with lactose. Very few people can digest that, and often that can be troublesome even in the teen years. So I'd be looking at that. The second thing I'd look at is the amount of salt he gets. In particular, I'd like to see him get at least one, maybe two teaspoons of air-dried sea salt. And often when salt is low, he won't be able to produce adequate HCl. He'll have a tendency maybe to produce mucus because he'll find himself unable to digest his food as well. You're going to have to hang there, Mariana. We're running out of time here. I got to sign off, but I'll come right back and finish with you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Just stay right there. Okay, this is Dr. Bob Marshall, Healthline Live. Time goes like crazy here. Don't miss today's great special. If you're over 50, you shouldn't let a day go by without fully reduced CoQ10. CoQ-quinol is what we call it. Great special, 25% off, another 5%. When you get a case, 800-370-3447. 800-370-3447. Bye for now.